What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Our thanks to DC Prime Steakhouse in Ashburn, Virginia. I'd say no cows were harmed in the taping of tonight's episode, but I'm afraid a few of them didn't make it. If you want to experience the absolute finest in dining, whether it's steaks or seafood, book your reservation today at dcprimesteaks.com. Tell them you heard it right here on the Zabecast and ask for Rick Crow.
Just kind of get up. Just got to get up on it like this. There you go. Play press coverage on the mic. You know how to play press coverage on the mic, right?
I'm afraid to get close.
And you can hold it like this if you want to as well.
No, it'll be good.
Freddie. Yeah. Gorgie is here tonight as well at DC Prime. Thank you to Rick Crow for having us here. The best damn steakhouse in Northern Virginia. Well, okay, I got to give a shout out to the Palm. Because you know they have me as well, friend.
We had this argument the other day, me and a couple of the ex-players. What was the best steakhouse?
Oh, really?
And I said most definitely DC Prime for me because the other steakhouses don't have the outside ambiance.
Yeah.
You can go semi and be by the fireplace, or you can go all the way out there in the back of the patio and smoke cigars. And I'm sorry. Once you add that element to it.
That is true.
It's better.
Yeah, you cannot smoke cigars at the Palm. But I have lunches at the Palm. I've invited you to lunches at the Palm.
And I enjoy
so
the
look,
Palm.
Yes.
I enjoy Eddie V's also.
Back in the day, the Palm was the place to be because you could smoke in the bar.
Really?
And they when the Learners were Commonwealth of Virginia put a kibosh, their business took a hit because we used to go there Thursday night. It was vino, steak, football, cigar. And then when they cut
so the state said you literally can't do it, even if you want to.
Indoor anymore.
Indoor.
Yeah, we're talking about the days of the smoky bowling alleys and stuff like that.
Do you smoke cigars, Fred?
Yes, I do. That's why
do you enjoy them, or
enjoy
do you smoke
Monte Cristo? Like, it depends on what I'm doing at the time.
Okay.
Like, I don't always just go, you know, sort of go looking for them. But if I'm playing golf, of course I'm going to have one. If I'm having a good steak, I want one afterwards. So it's certain times where a cigar is almost a must.
You know, you and I have still not played golf. Have you played golf with him, Gorgie?
Well, you know, most people scared of Smoot DeChambeau. They don't want to.
This is new. I didn't know
Smoot. I hear you're still not that great.
Well, you know what? Not great and being good is actually the same thing. You know, it depends on what day it is. Some days I
want to make it happen, though. I'm looking forward to it. So this spring, let's make it happen.
Well,
summer, let's
come
make it happen.
Come to me and Vernon's golf tournament. Me and Vernon throwing a golf tournament. I'll send you all the information. Me and
Vernon who?
Davis.
Oh, right? Vernon Davis. What's Vernon Davis doing?
He's great. He's acting. He's been in about 4-5 movies. He actually got a chance to choke Morgan Freeman in one of his movies.
Get the fuck out.
Yes, he did.
Choke Morgan Freeman.
I told him, you can't do Mississippi royalty like that. Huh?
Morgan Freeman's from Mississippi.
Yes, most definitely.
Wow, whereabouts?
He's from northern Mississippi. He's from the Delta.
It doesn't matter. It's all the same.
No, he owns a farm. He owns a beef farm also.
Yeah.
And he has like 170, 80, almost 200 acres of land that he got a farm on.
Where are you from in Mississippi?
I'm from Jackson. I'm from the capital city. I'm from like mid-Mississippi. It takes me about 2 hours to get to the coast of Mississippi, to Biloxi. It takes me about 2 hours to get to northern Mississippi, to Memphis. So I'm right in the middle.
All right, dumb question.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mississippi different depending on where you go?
Everywhere is. Everywhere
some
is.
Places are more safe.
All right, well, let's check this out. The southern coast of Mississippi is more Creole and more feels like New Orleans, plus it's got a beach. So you can get your difference there. But once you go up from there, mid-Mississippi and northern Mississippi is the same thing. Now, northern Virginia and southern Virginia are two different beasts.
Oh, hell yeah.
They are nothing alike, right?
Exactly.
Nothing alike.
So, wait, is there an in-state rivalry in Mississippi between one area and the other? Because you know that the Bay Area in California and L.A.
Yeah.
do not get along
yeah.
in anything.
Well, the North Mississippi, well, mid-Mississippi where the capital is, kind of claims, it's kind of like Baltimore, like we are ourselves. Like we might be part of the same state, but we got a different way of doing things than you in the North and you in the South. So basically I'm the bastard in the middle in the time.
You're the bastard in the middle. I think you're Mississippi royalty. If they were to make a Mississippi Hall of Fame, who's in it? Morgan Freeman, ding.
Oh, there's first one. Of all, Mississippi pound for pound probably got more stars and athletes than anybody because you got your Walter Paytons of the world, your
Walter Payton,
you got your Jerry Rice of the world.
Rice.
You got Elvis, you got Britney Spears.
Colonel Sanders.
Everybody is from Mississippi.
Maybe not Colonel Sanders.
Where's B. Mitch?
B. Mitch is from Louisiana.
He's Cajun.
Cajun.
Yeah, he's from Louisiana.
All right. So what a season. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yes.
For your Red Wolves.
I thought you was dodging me because both of my teams were doing good, Zabe. I got the Commanders doing good. The Vikings was on the roll.
That's
like
right.
That.
That's
so,
right.
Because I know you're a Packers man. I know how deep it goes with you. So I'm like, is Zabe running from me? I haven't got a text from Zabe.
Yeah, as soon as the Vikings lost, I was like, then, okay.
He texts me
now
like, call me now.
Now it's safe to talk to Smoot because he can't talk shit.
We need to ask him the question. When is he coming back home? Zabe.
Yeah.
When is he coming back home?
Yeah. You know what?
You still have to have the Burgundy Gold.
When they're named the Redskins again with the old Blackie Wetzel logo, I'm coming home.
You did all of those years, hard labor, in the dark ages.
And now I'm missing
out. Now we're in the great times of a new hope, and that's why I call him Jedi 5, because he brings this new hope to this team. And I can't believe during the good times, you now going to tuck that tail between your legs.
I tucked the tail long. 6 years ago when I took this job in Wisconsin.
Come on back.
Listen.
Come on back.
The door is open.
Have you ever known somebody happily remarried? A couple where both the husband and the wife are happily remarried? Gorgie's looking at me
Gorgie,
it's the mulligan.
Yeah.
It always works.
Well, first of all, so, I was always told your first wife is your starter wife anyway.
Practice wife.
Yeah, to learn how to be a man.
Warm up.
Yeah, to learn how to be accountable.
Right. Learn all the shit you do
not
wrong.
Not to do. Like, you learn what not
sleep
to do.
With the nanny.
Yes, not, I didn't know I was supposed
not
to do
appreciate
that.
It.
I didn't know it was against the law to do these things.
Listen, I'm super happy for you guys, just like you remarried, and now my ex-wife is looking lean and mean. She's taking Pilates classes. She's looking fine.
Stop
she's very
drinking
happy.
Wine. Just...
She's married to this hedge fund guy, you know, and he's got money. I'm not bitter because I'm married to the sweetest girl in the world, the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm. But you do. You
the
do
team you hated when you were a Viking.
I hated the Packers.
Of course.
I feel like the Packers was one of the most overrated franchises in football.
They hate us because they ain't us.
No, they have this lure of Lambeau Field. This is the beginning of football.
Yes.
And guess what? They've had what? 3 decades back-to-back-to-back of Hall of Fame quarterbacking.
And won twice. I know.
That's what they got.
They've underperformed. They have grossly underperformed. But that's a argument for another day. Hey, everybody. El Baldo here. Look, I know what you're thinking. Pretty ironic having me talk about hair loss prevention, right? Well, my hairline is long gone. Maybe there's still hope for yours. In fact, I think there is. Let me tell you, if I'd known about Hims back in the day, who knows? I could have been a player, Jerry. Maybe I wouldn't be rocking the chrome dome now. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price, no insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Zabe. That's hims.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/Zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing, teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for a customized, affordable life insurance plan. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I want to ask you, what makes Jedi 5 so good?
His ability to use his mind. I know everybody wants to talk about his talent. Let's look in the mind of this guy. This is a guy that has 50 or so starts in college. Nothing, you can't show him anything that he hasn't seen before. He's either learned how to play his way out of something or developed his way out of something. Second, he has the poise of a preacher on Easter. Right? This dude, nothing rattled this dude. And right. I don't know which one I'm in love with more. The fact that when he make plays, he don't get high. And when he don't make plays, he don't get low.
I agree. He is the least emotional.
He don't
the
emote.
The least emoting superstar NFL player I've ever seen.
Yes.
Medium. Where you want to shake him and go, you just won the game on a field goal that bounced in.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
No.
He's like, I'm smiling. Is that enough?
Yeah, and his ability to use his Jedi mind tricks and the Force to move defenders places they don't want to go.
You know what it was when he avoided, who tried to tackle him on that last third down?
Clancy.
Clancy came up with nothing but a towel. That was a fucking Jedi move.
Right there. And then not only did he do that to Clancy, he looked like he wanted to turn back around and force choke him while he was going. Like, listen to me. And now not only is he playing these Jedi mind tricks with the players, he's doing it to the coaches. I knew when Tampa won the toss and said, no, we're going to take the ball. Now this coach is doing this because I want to try to make Jaden play from behind, and maybe they change their offense. So now he's starting to play with the coach's mind, just like Patrick Mahomes does, where you feel like you got to do, we're going to have to fake a punt. We're going to have to do some trick stuff to beat this team. And when you start to play them Jedi mind tricks with different levels, now you become special. And he's the ultimate closer. He closes. Oh.
Ridiculously.
He closes. Yeah.
So the only question is, because I cannot remember the last time I saw you.
Yeah.
When did you know?
I knew from practice in the preseason. I kept saying.
But you didn't know after the draft. You were still like, well, we'll see.
Nobody knows with any football players before they put pads on. Like, I needed to see him with other pros.
Sure. Right,
and when I seen him with other pros and he still looked different, I said something special about this kid. Then I got to talk to him, and I was blown away by the personality of this kid.
Did he know who you were?
Of course he knew who I was. I am Washington royalty. You know what I'm saying?
Did he know about the boat trip?
I'm going to say, the things that make you famous and infamous also keep your name out there.
I hear
that. So long as you don't hurt nobody, you're pretty good in that territory.
Right.
So just when I sit down and talk to him, I'm like, this dude right here, he just won the Heisman. You would never know it. He's what we call a force multiplier. And this is the great gift he's given us. Right now,
I love that term, by the way. Great military term, a force multiplier.
He's showing us right now what's going to happen in 5 years when we had to pay him $400 million.
400.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to get him on the cheap. I'm just trying to get him on the cheap. Like, he's showing us that
3 years?
When he doesn't have grade A talent everywhere, he can still make them better. All right? Well, every franchise quarterback doesn't have that ability. Brock Purdy doesn't have that force multiplier ability. So once you get this guy, he's showing you, give me OZ. Give me Diami Brown. I'll turn them into household names. And that's the greatest gift he's given to our future. Come on back on this bandwagon. There's room for you, Zay.
You're happily remarried. I'm happy for you. I want you to do well in life. It's not my team anymore. It's your team. Freddie,
listen,
you played for this team, my friend.
Listen. I'm going to send you a Jedi 5 jersey. We're going to reincorporate you, Jay, because you've been living in the North. You can come back down to the South and live.
The door's still open.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You still can come down.
You can still come back.
I'm happy for you guys. Happy for the team. I love watching this kid play. And it's exciting. It's heady right now. So the question is, how greedy is this team going into Detroit?
We are the scariest team in the NFL right now. Because nobody wants to play us. We are the ultimate wild card. We are what Detroit was 2 years ago. We are that team that...
You're not that good.
Yes, we're dead good. Because guess what?
You're scrappy. 2 years ago, you're plucky.
No. 2 years ago, they had Jared Goff at a quarterback. My quarterback is better as a rookie than Jared Goff was 2 years ago. Yes, I said it.
Okay.
He's a legit weapon.
But Detroit's probably going to run for 500 yards on
them. And guess what? We're probably going to run for 500 on them. They have no defense. Like, hold up. This is what I'm thinking.
They're getting better. They're getting guys back.
All right. Josh Allen just went for 45 points on them.
Yes.
We have a running quarterback that does the same thing as Josh
Only
Allen.
Only faster.
All right. The San Francisco sputtering offense put up 35 on them. They have 15 players hurt on defense. Are you telling me we need to be scared? I tell the people.
I didn't say be scared. I just said it's coming to an end.
Hold on. We held Tampa to 20.
Thank you. And Tampa 20. Beat them.
20.
You know Tampa beat them.
20.
Right? Tampa beat Detroit
they did.
To death. And let me tell you this also. I tell everybody in Detroit, what up, though? All right? Tell them we on our way to Detroit and we ain't coming to buy no Buick. We ain't coming to eat no Detroit pizza. We ain't coming to see Motown. We are coming to beat them down. This team is not scared of no one.
No.
All right, no one.
I don't know if there's a prop bet on this, Gorgie, but if there is a prop bet of zero punts in the game, either team, I would take it.
Day and Bo.
Both teams.
That's a good one.
Are fourth down going for it, mofo.
This game might be a 2.5 hour game. It's gonna be a short game. All right.
No punts in this game.
Campbell and Quinn.
Yeah,
they're gamblers.
Yeah.
Fourth down.
Throw
out the analytics.
It's a new down.
With their quarterbacks and their offense, they feel fourth down. I can pick up fourth down majority of the time.
Unless it's fourth and 20 at your
end. Well, yeah,
I'm going to say, but this is not the tush push.
This is not fourth and inch.
No. These are fourth and sevens.
Yeah.
Like fourth and eights.
And as I understand football, if I have the ball, you can't score.
If I possess the ball,
you can't score.
You become what Zabe is, and that's a watcher of the game. That's what you become. You become a watcher of the game.
He's still got burgundy and gold in his man cave. There's no doubt. If I drove over there tomorrow, I guarantee you it's decked out.
Maybe we should let him stay over there, because wherever fan base he runs to, it deteriorates. It goes downhill.
What are you talking about?
The Packers.
Baggers lose one playoff game and they're quote deteriorating. Trust me, the Packers.
Jordan Love did not look good this year. He did not look good.
I understand
year.
That.
All right. Now, running back, they can run the ball.
Josh Jacobs is.
I didn't feel like the offensive line was a Green Bay offensive line. They still an age. Jair Alexander wants to get out of Green Bay.
He's leaving.
Listen,
he gone.
I was in Green Bay 3 years ago, and I was talking to a deer. He said he's thinking about moving from Green Bay. Green Bay is not a great place to
live. Well, they get shot at up there, you know? They end up on the hood of people's cars.
I'm just saying. He's saying it ain't nothing to do up there. So what I'm saying is, it's one of those things where they're in a division with Detroit, who is a better team through and out, better coached to me when it comes to mentality. Minnesota not going anywhere. And Caleb and the Bears, listen to me, they will be good.
All right. Just so you know. Last year, there was a team in the playoffs that lost the last three in the regular season, or last two in the regular season. They lost their wild card game badly, and they retooled, signed a couple free agents, and they're still playing. They're called the Eagles. The same path the Eagles took is what the Packers are going to do, because they got money now. They're finally done paying for the Aaron Rodgers credit card bill that sent him to New York.
Yeah.
They got money. They've got draft picks. They've got a good team. Jordan Love's going to fix his shit. And they'll – mark my words.
Good ain't good enough in that division.
Mark my words.
Good is not
– so hypothetical.
The neighborhood is rough. The NFC neighborhood is rough now.
Like, listen, okay. All the young quarterbacks have came to the NFC.
I know, and five is a huge problem because I said he's the first NFC unicorn of the modern age. And by unicorn, I mean a guy who can throw and run.
Yep.
Breeze and Rodgers were pocket snipers. Yep. They were great.
Yep.
Hall of Famers, but not unicorns.
Yeah,
I'm talking Lamar Jackson, Josh
but
Allen.
So you only showed two
unicorns.
You said
those
two
are unicorn quarterbacks.
He's a three-level sprint guy because he started off the year as a runner and a passer. He developed through the year to become a runner, a passer, and not somebody that breaks the pocket to pass.
Not at all. No, he stands in there as it gets really dangerous and does not flinch.
Does not.
And throws fucking seeds.
Darts.
All over the place.
So what happened when we signed T. Higgins in the offseason?
No, we're getting him.
No.
Green Bay's getting
him.
Get off T. Higgins. We're signing Higgins.
Y'all are not aggressive.
We're signing Higgins. We're signing Devontae.
Y'all
we're
got
trading.
They're
no good. We're getting rid of them. And then we're going to trade for Max Crosby. Boom, done,
that's
over.
That's too much Green Bay. Green Bay don't operate
I'll
like
invite
that.
You to the NFC title game in Lambeau, okay? You'll be my guest.
Well, I'm trying to invite you next week. You know what I'm saying? Next week, I'm trying to invite you.
That's a great question. Hypothetical. Both Green Bay and the Commanders are going to have cap. If you're a free agent,
where are
you going to play?
You want to come to Washington.
Exactly.
You want to come to Washington.
You want to ride the five train.
No, this is what you want to do.
And Dan Quinn and Adam Peters.
America's new team is who you want to come to. You want to become a Jedi with him. You want to come to the light. Yeah. Come to the light. Don't go towards the darkness.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this absolute delirium. I'm happy for them, but they need to pump their brakes.
No, four miracle wins.
And otherwise you guys are a 7-10 team. You're
a
7-10 team after a 4-win season.
We don't do ifs where I'm from. If was a fifth, we all be drunk.
No.
I ain't had a drink yet. But
hey, that horseshoe is so up there, it's going to ride.
Don't do that. When does it become a skill? When does finishing games?
No, that's your winning.
Stop being
you expect
luck.
To win.
Yeah,
you expect to win.
Like right now, he's getting in that lane that only Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady get in.
Yeah,
if he gets the ball last,
it's over.
Everybody on that team thinks they're going to win the game.
Listen, I ain't felt like that ever for this team.
No. I told
you. Now,
he's
if
the
he gets
first
the ball,
NFC unicorn.
If he gets the ball last, you might as well head to the MGM and get your money. Right? Because this man right here, all right, he is the breaker of chains.
Oh.
Right? He is the one. Put it like this. Azura High. This is who he's the one that was chosen.
The chosen one.
When the Ice Walkers come from Green Bay, he is the
one. Chosen one.
Ice with fire, right? And he's been on fire.
You know, I almost hesitate to say this because you'll be so disappointed in me. Yet to see a single episode of the new Game of Thrones.
House of Dragons?
Yes.
You're not the same Zay.
I know.
We need to get him checked to see if this is Zay clone.
It's on my to-do list.
Hey, let's see some ID.
When does the second season come out?
I want to say end of this year.
How did you like the first season?
I was blown.
So you loved it.
Listen
Some of the
me.
Critics thought it was not that great.
And then because they are snobs and don't know how to just enjoy something.
Okay.
Right, put it like this. This is the golden age of dragons. You know how we had to wait for Daenerys dragons to grow? We had to wait. And it was only three.
I know.
It's 20-plus dragons. And now, this next season, they finna introduce the wild dragons.
Like,
because it's a dragon called a cannibal. He a wild dragon. Never been rolled, none of this. And all he eats is dragons. He don't eat nothing but other dragons. All right? So it's finna be these wild cards. And now they also got these bastard Targaryens that they done talked into riding dragons. And so people that ain't used to have dragons,
uh-oh,
now they got dragons. So they
are
wild cards.
Shit.
It's finna go down here. And it's a war with Vermithor, like the big dragon. Like, you could tell the dragon's different now. You can tell some of them are huge. You can tell some of them are small. You like it's a totally dynamic. You have to watch it.
All right. Are they at least working some brothers into the show?
Listen, we do. We're in there. Like, who knew Westeros had black people in it?
Well, thank God for that. You know?
The Valyrians are black with silver hair.
Oh, no way. That's badass.
And
I like
it. He's called the Sea Snake. All right, Courtless Valerian. You'll love Courtless.
All right, Freddie, I'd love to pay you for tonight. I'm going to pay you in food from DC Prime.
Gorgie
is helping setting it up. What are we having tonight, boys? Gorgie, this is your jam, this place here. By the way, they got all kinds of commander stuff up on the walls with some vintage Redskins.
This is
stuff.
The headquarters.
God dang. I know, because it's right down the road
official
from
steakhouse
Ashburn,
of the team.
Yes.
This is the team. This is where we do all our functions at. This is everything. So almost you intrude no hollow ground right now.
Hey, I'm a welcome guest. Yeah, put it that way.
Well, paying custody.
I mean, if you come here, you have to have beef. Where would you go?
Well, they got great seafood here as well.
Yeah. I mostly get the same thing every time I come here.
I get a beef. I got to have beef.
Yeah, I'm going to have filet with Oscar.
There you go.
How about that?
I go ribeye. I get my. I love the loaded baked potato, and the cream spinach here could be the best on the East Coast.
I'm all with you.
Prediction for Saturday night.
Yes.
This is a Saturday night game in Detroit.
Prediction. It's going to be a shootout at the OK Corral. I don't think either of these defenses will slow down the other offense. I think it'll come down to who makes the first mistake. Luckily, our quarterback don't like to punt the ball, nor does he turn it over like that. So I'm going to say the game will be a slobber knocker, 37-35. Commanders going to the NFC Championship for the first time in three decades. But show love to the 91 team, love to the 96 team. Glory is back. The good times are back a rolling here. Listen, we're going to shock the world. And I know Detroit is the chosen team. Detroit is the team people look at that they think they ain't got no weaknesses. But when I peel the layers back, they got plenty of weaknesses. And now they finally playing against a coach who thinks exactly like they coach. So they looking at a mirror. Like they looking at a mirror when they looking here. And when you see yourself in the mirror, that could be the scariest shit you ever see.
Okay.
I think
let it be known.
I think the first one of 35 wins.
And who is that?
Come down to turnovers.
You're not going to commit.
He's not going to commit.
He didn't want to jinx it, see?
No, yeah. I don't. And,
as a civilian, not an ex-player.
No, you got to put it in there.
Civilians, we believe in jinxes.
I was very kind.
So you never want to jinx your own team.
Jinx. We are getting off that bus to win that game. All right, we're not coming there to say we happy to be here. Our captain say we ain't happy to be here. We ain't happy to be here. All right, so these guys believe. Yeah, nobody has believed in them all year besides the people in that building. They have believed, and now they have shattered all the stuff that's in the past. They can't win the big game on network TV. We did that. They can't go double-digit winning. We did that. They don't got no quarterback. We got that. Like, everything you say we couldn't do, we have done. All right? Done.
All right. Let's eat, boys. Tonight's episode of Steakhouse Confidential recorded live at DC Prime Steaks and Seafood in Ashburn, Virginia. Independently owned and operated, DC Prime serves only USDA Prime beef, the top 1% of all beef in the United States. Chef Brad Wiedemann comes from the Art Institute of Atlanta with a degree in culinary arts, and his creations are spectacular. Like the barbecue spice shrimp appetizer, my favorite, along with succulent tomahawk bone-in ribeyes with a dozen cuts of meat, fresh fish, lobster, crabs, scallops, and more. Visit dcprimesteaks.com today or call them at 703-840-2099 for your reservation. Proud home of the Steakhouse Confidential, where the steaks are juicy and the stories are even juicier.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.